What about the tolerability? I kind of get mixed messages, and you can see that here, and there's this feeling that maybe they're about the same, or TC maybe even more toxic, yet the data, and yes, Steve Jones and other people in U.S. Oncology, both the data and their clinical experiences are it's better tolerated. Do you have much experience with it, Joe?
My experience is anecdotal, so I won't share the anecdotes, but the data speak for themselves. I mean, there is a trade-off in terms of certain toxicities. I think one of the problems is that when we think about using Taxotere, we generally think about the TAC regimen, which is clearly more toxic than some of the other regimens. And I think as people use this regimen, they'll become more comfortable with it, and we will see greater use of it. But I think part of the problem in terms of applicability is that it goes against our own biases in terms of what we perceive to be an effective adjuvant regimen.
Mark, what's your take on the TC regimen? And also, we talked a little bit about this morning, its future in terms of combining with trastuzumab.
I've used it an awful lot since its first presentation last year. And there is a certain trade-off in terms of neutropenia, but it's relatively low risk, and that's certainly manageable. And there's clearly less potential for upper GI toxicity. So even if you dismiss the efficacy differences, I think still in terms of tolerability, TC is on the map. It avoids the issue of cardiotoxicity altogether. And so, you know, we use it as a standard treatment for, let's say, high-risk node-negative patients for whom we're not considering longer duration or more intense combinations.
Do you use AC at all anymore?
4 cycles of AC at all? No, right. Not alone.
Does anybody?
Occasional patient, like I described, somebody with 1 centimeter tumor, negative nodes, but HER2 positive, ERPR positive, where you are considering that they will get reduction with Herceptin, they will get reduction with hormones, and then they'll get reduction with chemo, and then within chemo, there's two components. So if you avoid the risk of neuropathy with a taxane, you are probably not losing much because you are reducing it so much with other.
But then you add the cardiotoxicity risk. So we give those patients 4 cycles of TC followed by Herceptin and endocrine therapy a la HERA trial design.
So this TC,
that TC,
C being
correct.
Cyclophosphamide, not carbo?
Correct.
Why not your TCH?
That's an option also.
Okay.
And I assume you feel it's better tolerated than TC carboplatin H.
Yes, and it's fewer cycles.